Yes, DJ Tracy Moore with you, and right now on tonight's Reggae Shack, KTHX Reno and Lake Tahoe, I'm very pleased to welcome into the shack, on the phone line, it's Bug. How's it going tonight, Bug?
I'm good and great, going great.
Good, man, you're coming in loud and clear, and I thank you so much. I know you're in Newark, New Jersey right now. Thank you so much for staying up late and stepping into the Reggae Shack this evening.
Thank you very much for featuring me tonight.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. I mean, you're like my favorite artist right now. I'm very intrigued by your whole approach. I've been aware of your existence over the last few years thanks to the promo tracks This Time and Mental Slavery that I got back in 2013. And now with Pagan World, you're firmly entered into my awareness. So please fill me and the listeners in on a little bit of your history and what you're all about as far as your musical mission.
Well, firstly, I grew up in Jamaica, in Barbican. Mm-hmm. And I migrated to New York. I know I'm based in New Jersey. And this new album is an addition from the last album I put out, Best of Bug, with Mental Slavery and This Time and Black Shadow. Mm-hmm. So this new album, No Pagan World, it's just an addition to that positive consciousness.
Yes.
And what's going on right now in the world right now, everything is upside down, you know?
Truth. You strike me as a very astute observer of the world, you know, in these perilous times we live in. Someone who's doing music to get his ideas and perspectives out to the world. So, I mean, how do you gather your ideas and put it all together to share with your listening audience like you do?
Well, basically my music is like something like what Bob Marley says. It just comes out of the ear, you know, like the universe. And then once I get the chorus or the hook, I just start focusing on the lyrics and just look at what's going on around me. And if you pay attention, you can see everything. Yeah. Every day.
Yeah, it's... It's coming in loud and clear these days, unfortunately.
So basically, I just focus on directly my lyrics towards what I'm seeing each time, every day.
Yeah. Speaking of Bob, I hear the nice natural mystic vibe in this Black Man version that we're checking out right here, too.
Yes.
It's sweet, man. So, you know, listening to your music, and I've been listening to it a lot here lately, there's like a humbleness in your voice and even in your name, Bug. How did your name come about, and is humbleness, you know, kind of a part of your artistic expression?
Yes, calm, patient person. You know, anyone who knows me, calm and cool. And my name, Bug, I was in high school in Uniondale in Long Island. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends gave me the full name is Tumblebug, but I dropped the tumble. I had to keep the bug. And I started going to Queens to do recording in Cymbal Studio. Mm-hmm. And that's why I started my music career.
I see. And that was like 10 or 12 years ago?
Yes.
I see. But now you have your, you know, these days, and even back then, you have your own record label called Locksmith Records.
Yes, Locksmith Records, and basically, and this album is released on Locksmith Records. Mm-hmm. With good distribution from InGroove.
Nice. So, you know, like you were saying, you know, there's such a message in your music. You know, every song you do, every song of yours that I've heard is very topical and has, you know, just a lot of perspective in it. What are your feelings?
Thank you.
Yeah, I really like it. And I really think it's appropriate for these days, you know. So what are your feelings on where this world is heading, and what role do you see your music playing in, you know, shaping that direction?
Well, we live in a changing world, which is good and bad in some ways, but with the roots, if some people, well, I won't say some people, I would say the whole world is upside down when it comes on to roots, and you have to always stick to your roots, and that's what keeps this world balanced. And with this music, trying to broadcast, to bring across to the people is about keeping your roots and keeping your balance. Mm. And, you know,
keeping it calm and cool.
Yes.
Yeah. I noticed on that song, Everybody Going Crazy, the one we started off the set with this evening, you have it over that nice vintage rhythm as well.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of,
yes,
it just adds to the rootical feeling of the whole thing, you know?
Exactly. As you, everybody can notice, everything is up, everything is going crazy.
It is. Yeah. And you say it in such a like accessible way, you know, because like you say, it's calm and cool. And there's a humbleness to it. It's a peaceful expression. You're not ranting or anything. You're just sort of politely pointing it out, you know. And I think it's something that people can, you know, vibe onto and accept, you know. So, yeah, I really appreciate the way you do it, man.
Respect.
That's right. So what's the best way for people to link with your music?
Well, you can go on my website. It's www.loxwichrecords.com. And also, for this album, you can also visit any top online music store, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. And you can... The CD for my first album, Best of Bugs, is on Amazon. Mm-hmm. I also want to release a CD, but in the end of this month.
No,
this
an actual CD. Nice.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Well, I hope I get a copy of that.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
With your autograph on it, too.
Yes.
Cool, man. I appreciate that, you know. So, yeah, I really recommend to all the listeners, you know, go to locksmithrecords.com or go to iTunes or go to Amazon and, you know, check into the sound of Bug and the perspective of Bug. I think you'll find it very interesting and something that can give you something to think about in these times. So we're going to go back to music right now, Bug. I really want to say I appreciate you stepping into the Reggae Shack this evening and sharing a little bit about yourself and helping us learn a little bit about you. And we're going to go back into music with another one from Pagan World called Wages of Sin. So what are your thoughts on this one?
it's just reality, you know, because there's nothing that we do that is not under the sun, good or bad, you know. So basically, we can't get mad, we can't get happy, but you just have to realize this is just your deeds, what you do, is what you want to rewards. Is that rewards you return?
Yes.
Yes.
Such a pleasure to learn more about you, and it's an honor to share your music and ideas with my listeners, man. So please keep it coming. Sure. Keep it coming, Bug.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moore, and all the Reggae Shack fans and listeners out there. And give thanks to my fans in New York and New Jersey and Jamaica. Keep supporting me, Bug and Loxy Records. Thanks.
Yes, give thanks. Bug here on 100.1 The X.